Listen to Lao Tzu writing in the Tao Ching. He says, "Empty yourself of everything. Let the mind rest at peace. The 10,000 things rise and fall while the self watches their return. They grow and flourish and then return to the source. Returning to the source is stillness, which is the way of nature. The way of nature is unchanging. Knowing constancy is insight. Not knowing constancy leads to a disaster. Knowing constancy, the mind is open. With an open mind, you will be open-hearted. Being open-hearted, you will act royally. Being royal, you will attain the divine. Being divine, you will be at one with the Tao. Being at one with the Tao is eternal. And though the body dies, the Tao will never pass away." There's an awful lot of profound thoughts in there. You have to think of the mind like a pond, and the pond has different levels. At the surface of the pond, which is not what the pond is all about, it's just a little tiny percentage of the pond, is where all the disturbances are. The mind is very much like that. At the surface of the mind is where all the disturbances are. On the pond, it's the leaves and the constant freezing and thawing and the dirt and the wind and the tumultuousness of the waves and the rain hitting it and the snow pelting it and so on. That's all the disturbances of the pond. In the mind, it's this constant chatter, this constant reiteration. And it's like you have to drop a pebble through the mind. And it goes down a little bit below the surface, and just below the surface, we have what we call analysis, which is really nothing more than intellectual violence, just picking things apart. And the mind, just below the surface, is constantly doing this. Why did he do that? And why did she do that? And why is this working that way? And then as you learn to meditate or to get quiet or be contemplative, you go a little deeper in the mind. The pebble drops below the level of analysis to what we call synthesis. And in synthesis, rather than tearing things apart, is how things are held together. And the mind begins to see the connection between things. You begin to have the illusion of your separateness shattered, and you see how everything is connected. And as the pebble drops a little further, you begin to quiet the mind so that you just empty it of thoughts. And you go a little deeper than that, and the pebble goes to the place where we call emptying the mind, where all thoughts are just removed. And you get very quiet. You get into that gap, that space between your thoughts. And ultimately, the pebble comes to rest in this divine and perfect place that has many names. For some, it's called the unified field. For some, it's called the field of all possibilities. But here is where God resides. Here is that divineness that is within you. As it says in St. Matthew, with God, all things are possible. Now you tell me what that leaves out. It leaves out nothing. And in the unified field, where you allow yourself to shut down the inner dialogue through the process of cultivating the witness and banishing the doubt, now you begin to have this knowing. That's how you abandon the belief systems that are attached to doubt and come to know. It is here in this unified field that your beliefs begin to shift to knowings, and you banish all the doubt about your higher self.